Work in silence and let your life speak for you. This isn't about pretending. This is about doing the real work when nobody sees it. The truth is, most people want results fast. They want praise. They want to be seen. But the people who truly grow, they build themselves quietly. No noise, no show. Just clear focus and steady action. In this audiobook, you'll learn exactly how to build yourself quietly by these ways, not by trying to prove anything, but by getting better every single day when no one's watching. This is about making small decisions that slowly change everything. This is about fixing your habits, upgrading your routine, building discipline, staying consistent, and becoming stronger, even when life feels heavy. No fake talk here, just real, honest, simple steps that actually work. If you're serious about changing your life for good, and you're ready to do it the right way, calmly, quietly, and with full control, this is for you. Chapter 1. Choose growth over comfort and keep it to yourself. You know, one of the hardest things to do in life is to grow in silence. Not because growth is impossible, but because we've been conditioned to seek validation for it. We want people to notice our efforts. We want someone to clap for us when we wake up early, when we say no to distractions, or when we make that first tiny change in our life. But the truth is, real growth happens when nobody is watching. And if you're serious about building yourself, you need to choose growth over comfort and keep it to yourself. Most people will choose comfort. That's the truth. They'll stay in bed a little longer. They'll avoid hard conversations. They'll scroll for hours because it's easy. It doesn't challenge their mind or ask anything of them. But growth asks something from you. Growth says, get up earlier. Do the thing you've been avoiding. Stay quiet and stay disciplined. Growth doesn't feel good at first. It's uncomfortable. It forces you to face your weaknesses. It demands that you stop lying to yourself. It doesn't offer quick results. And most of all, it doesn't come with applause. See, the comfort zone will never demand more of you. It's a place where you get to be okay with staying the same. You get to repeat the same habits, make the same excuses, and waste the same time. You don't build anything meaningful in that place. You don't change your thinking. You don't sharpen your actions. You don't face the truth. But when you choose growth, everything changes. And when you keep it to yourself, you build something unshakable, something real. Growth that's quiet becomes stronger. Because it's not powered by people's opinions. It's not driven by likes or comments. It's fueled by discipline, clarity, and self-respect. You don't need to post your progress. You don't need to tell your friends about your new routine. You don't need to explain to others why you're changing. Just do it. Let the results speak. Let your presence change. Let your life become a quiet example of what's possible when a person decides to become better for themselves, not for anyone else. There's a peace that comes when you grow quietly, a deep sense of ownership. You don't owe anyone explanations. You don't have to defend your choices. You're not growing to impress anyone. You're growing because you refuse to stay the same. You're growing because you know the cost of staying comfortable is too high. It will cost you your future. It will cost you the self-respect you're trying to earn back. And it will cost you the version of yourself you could have become if you had stayed committed. Every time you pick growth over comfort, you win a small battle inside. It may not look like much on the outside, but inside, something powerful is happening. You're training your mind to do what needs to be done, not just what feels good. You're building discipline. You're learning patience. You're understanding yourself in a way you never did before. And you're earning confidence. Not by pretending to be confident, but by keeping promises to yourself that nobody even knows about. That's the real work. The work done in private. The work no one claps for. The work no one sees. But that's the work that matters. That's the work that builds real strength. See, most people show off too early. They want people to see they've started. They want support, praise, recognition. And when they don't get it, they quit. That's what happens when your motivation comes from outside of you. You have to grow until you don't need motivation. You need standards. You need systems. You need to be the kind of person who does the work no matter how you feel. Start asking yourself simple but honest questions. Am I making progress or making excuses? Am I doing the things I said I would do, even when no one's checking? Am I growing in silence, or am I just talking about it? These questions won't make you feel good at first, but they will make you better. That's the point. Growth is not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to test you. It's supposed to challenge your thoughts and upgrade your choices. Stop making noise about your process. It doesn't need to be shared. You don't need to announce what you're working on. You don't need to broadcast your goals. You need to work quietly, relentlessly, patiently, with full focus. There is something sacred about becoming better in private. It means your identity is no longer attached to how people see you. It's attached to how you see yourself when you're alone. That's where character is built. That's where inner strength is developed. That's where peace is found. And look, it's not going to be perfect. You will slip. You will get tired. You will question yourself. But those moments when you're tempted to go back to comfort, those are the exact moments where you grow the most. Choosing growth over comfort is not just one decision. It's a daily one. Every day you wake up and decide again. You decide to move forward, even when it's slow. You decide to focus, even when your mind wants to wander. You decide to stay consistent, even when your emotions try to pull you away. That's how you build yourself. The quiet life is not about hiding. It's about building in the right order. It's about becoming solid first. It's about becoming real before becoming visible. And it's about learning how to live from strength, not noise. When you grow in silence, you don't waste energy trying to prove anything. You just do the work. You go to bed knowing you showed up. You feel proud, even if nobody else knows what you did today. That kind of growth builds a person who can't be shaken by life. So, if you're serious about change, stop waiting for the right moment. Stop talking about what you're going to do. Stop depending on others to motivate you. Choose growth. Quietly. Build yourself without waiting for permission. Build yourself without telling the world. Build yourself because you owe it to the future version of you who's counting on it. And when people finally notice, when your actions start showing, when your habits start reflecting in your results, don't say a word. Just smile. You know what you did. You did it when it was hard. You did it when nobody was cheering. You did it when comfort was tempting and quitting was easy. That's how you know it's real. That's how you know you've truly grown. You don't need to be loud to be powerful. You don't need to be seen to be strong. Quiet progress is still progress. Quiet victories still count. And if you stay consistent, day by day, choice by choice, you'll look back one day and realize you built something solid. You didn't need noise. You didn't need attention. You just needed discipline, patience, and your own promise to yourself that you were never going back to who you used to be. That is what it means to build yourself quietly, and that is how you become someone who cannot be broken. Chapter 2. Improve your mindset daily without telling the world. The biggest shift you will ever make in your life starts in your mind. Before anything changes around you, something has to change within you. The way you think, the way you respond, the way you process failure, the way you interpret pain, the way you deal with pressure. Every part of your life begins with your mindset. But what most people don't understand is this: improving your mindset is a private journey. It's not for show. You don't have to make an announcement every time you have a better thought. You don't need to convince anyone that you're growing. You just need to do it quietly, day after day, when no one's watching. Most people don't know how much power they're giving away by exposing every part of their process. They'll say, "I'm working on myself," and post it. "I'm changing my habits," and share it. And before they've made any real change, they've already exhausted their energy trying to get others to notice. That's not how you build something real. Real transformation happens when your only focus is to become better, not to be seen becoming better. When your mindset improves in private, it becomes stronger, more grounded, more consistent. You're not doing it for likes or praise. You're doing it because you've had enough of your own excuses. You're doing it because your life demands it. Every day gives you the chance to feed your mind with something useful, something that stretches your thinking, something that challenges your old patterns. But that only happens if you make the time for it. Nobody will force you to read that page. Nobody will remind you to sit with your thoughts. No one's going to reward you for turning your phone off and focusing. It's a self-driven path. You have to want to think better. You have to want to rise above your emotional reactions. You have to want to stop repeating the same story in your head that's been holding you back for years. And the truth is, most people avoid this kind of work because it's not exciting. It's not flashy, it's slow, and it's uncomfortable. But it's necessary, because if you don't train your mind, your emotions will run your life. You'll keep reacting to things instead of responding with purpose. You'll keep letting distractions take control of your time. You'll keep falling into cycles of doubt, fear, and hesitation. That's what happens when you ignore the internal work. The outside looks the same, and deep down, so do you. Now, improving your mindset isn't about thinking positively all the time. That's not realistic. It's about thinking clearly. It's about developing a mind that doesn't collapse under stress. It's about strengthening your ability to focus, to decide, to stay grounded when everything around you is chaotic. That level of mental strength doesn't come from a motivational quote. It comes from habits. It comes from what you choose to do with your attention every single day. Am I putting in time to understand myself better, or am I just running on autopilot again? The kind of growth I'm talking about isn't something you do once a week when you feel inspired. It's something you do every day, especially when you don't feel like it. That's when it counts. That's when you build discipline. When nobody knows what you're working on, but you still do the work. Start small. You don't have to read 10 books this week. Start with 10 minutes of silence in the morning. Start by asking better questions. Start by noticing how you react when things don't go your way. That awareness is growth. That reflection is powerful. And you don't need to tell anyone about it. You don't need to post about it. Keep it to yourself. Grow inwardly, quietly. Because if it's real, it will show up in how you move, how you speak, how you carry yourself, You'll notice your mindset is improving when you stop complaining, when you stop blaming, when you stop needing to be right all the time, when you stop reacting to everything and start choosing how to respond. These are signs, and they come not from noise, but from discipline, mental discipline, emotional control. And you build that in the private moments that nobody will ever see. You also need to protect your mind from negativity. Be careful what you consume. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful what you believe about yourself. Because every day, you're either building yourself up or tearing yourself down. And most of the time, it's not other people doing the damage. It's your own voice. If your mind isn't trained to support your growth, it will work against you. That's why it matters what you say to yourself. That's why it matters what you focus on. You're either feeding your future or feeding your fear. And here's something else. Real mindset growth changes your energy. You start showing up different. You start listening more. You stop wasting time in meaningless arguments. You become calmer, clearer, sharper. People will feel it, even if you never talk about it. They'll sense something in you has changed. That's the power of quiet improvement. You don't need to say it. You don't need to explain it. You just live it, and your life becomes the proof. Now, some days will feel slow. You'll feel like nothing's working, like you're not getting anywhere. That's okay. Growth doesn't always feel like progress. But if you're doing the inner work, reflecting, learning, adjusting, and thinking better, you are getting better. Every time you replace a reaction with a decision, you win. Every time you stop yourself from speaking out of anger, you win. Every time you take a breath instead of rushing, you win. These aren't loud victories, but they matter. They shape you into someone who can handle more. Someone who can lead. Someone who can rise. And understand this. No one can do this work for you. You can have a coach. You can have a mentor. You can read the best books. But if you don't sit with your own mind and clean up what doesn't belong there, nothing will change. The people who grow the most are the ones who are honest with themselves. Not perfect, honest. They admit their weak points. They take responsibility. They look at their own patterns and say, "This has to stop." And then they act. Quietly, consistently, day after day. You don't need to defend your growth. You don't need to explain why you've changed. You don't need to argue with people who don't understand your silence. Stay focused. Stay disciplined. Stay inward. Most people won't understand why you're choosing to grow in private. That's fine. This journey isn't about them. It's about you becoming the person you were always meant to be. Not a version made to impress the world, but a version made to lead your life with strength and peace. The longer you keep doing the inner work, the clearer life becomes. You'll start to see what really matters. You'll stop chasing everything. You'll let go of what drains you. You'll focus on what builds you. That clarity only comes when you give yourself permission to think, to process, to grow, slowly, silently, and deeply. That's how change lasts, not by shouting about it, by building it, quietly, day by day, thought by thought, action by action. Keep your mind clean, keep your mind strong, improve it every single day. And don't wait for the world to notice. You'll notice. You'll feel it. You'll see it in how you live. And that's more than enough. Chapter 3. Build your discipline when no one is around. Discipline is not something you borrow from others. It's something you build when no one is watching, when no one is clapping, and when there's no spotlight on your actions. The real test of who you are is not how you act when people are around, it's how you act when you're alone. That's where your habits are formed. That's where your real choices are made. You can say all the right things in public, you can talk about goals, plans, and dreams, but what you do when nobody's there to see you, that's the truth. And if that truth doesn't match the person you say you want to become, then something has to change. Discipline is not loud. It's not exciting. It's not glamorous. It's doing what needs to be done when the feeling is long gone. It's choosing what's right over what's easy. It's waking up when the alarm rings instead of hitting snooze. It's staying off distractions when no one would ever know. It's showing up to your responsibilities when your mood tells you to skip. These moments, small as they may seem, shape your entire life. Most people wait for motivation. They wait to feel ready. But motivation is temporary. Discipline is a system. And you don't build it by accident. You build it through choice. The difference between someone who keeps growing and someone who keeps restarting lies in the discipline they practice behind closed doors. When you're disciplined in private, your actions in public become automatic. You don't have to force yourself. You don't need hype. You've already trained your mind and body to follow through. It's not about being perfect, it's about being consistent. You don't need to be extreme, you just need to keep showing up, even on the days you don't feel like it. Discipline starts with being honest with yourself. Not just about what you want, but about what you're avoiding. If you know something needs to change, then avoiding it is not strength, it's weakness. And discipline is what breaks that pattern. It doesn't tolerate excuses. It doesn't care about how tired you are or how long your day was. It simply asks, did you do what you said you were going to do? If the answer is no, it doesn't make you a failure, but it gives you the opportunity to fix it. And that's where power is. When you take full responsibility for your time and your action. Building discipline when no one is around also means doing the boring things, the small things, the things that don't feel like they make a difference, but they do. The water you drink, the food you choose, the hours you sleep, the way you manage your time. These habits create structure, and structure gives you stability. Without it, you drift. You fall back into emotional patterns. You waste time without noticing. But with discipline, you take control. You stop waiting for a better mood. You stop needing permission. You just do what needs to be done. You won't always feel rewarded for it. In fact, sometimes it feels like no progress is being made. That's where most people give up. But what they don't understand is that results don't always show immediately. Sometimes they come slowly, quietly, and only after you've proven that you're serious. That's the purpose of private discipline. It proves to you that you're committed. You may not see the payoff today or tomorrow, but one day, the way you walk, the way you think, the way you perform, everything about you will reflect the discipline you practiced when no one was watching. It's also important to control your environment. Discipline isn't just about saying no. It's about setting things up so you don't have to say no over and over again. Keep your space clean. Cut off distractions. Limit your access to things that waste your time. The fewer decisions you have to make, the more energy you have for the ones that matter. You need to start now, not when it's convenient, not when someone is watching, but now. Be the kind of person who holds themselves accountable, who doesn't make excuses when it's hard, who doesn't run to comfort when things get uncomfortable. Be the kind of person who says, "This is what I need to do," and then actually does it. not for praise, not for approval, but because you know that every act of discipline is building the life you want. There's a quiet pride that comes with discipline. It's not arrogant, it's not loud, it's a calm sense of control. You know you've done what needs to be done. You know you've held yourself to a higher standard. And that kind of pride is different. It doesn't need to be validated, it just is. That's what you're aiming for. Not attention, not approval, but strength. Real, unshakable strength that's earned through repeated action over time. Some days, you'll want to quit. You'll want to skip the work. You'll tell yourself it's not a big deal. That's where the line is drawn. That's the moment discipline either grows or weakens. If you push through, you become stronger. If you give in, you start slipping. That's how it works. One choice at a time, one test at a time. And the good news is, you can decide. Every single day, you can start again. You can recommit. You can build discipline no matter how many times you've broken it before. The world doesn't need to know your routine. They don't need to see your schedule. They don't need proof. What matters is that you keep showing up for yourself, day after day, quietly, privately, fully committed. Because when the results come, and they will, you'll know exactly where they came from. They came from those mornings when it was hard, from those nights when you wanted to quit, from those choices no one else saw. That's the power of building discipline when no one is around. And that's how you take control of your future.
Chapter 4. Keep your plans private and work every single day. The moment you start telling everyone your plans, you give away more than just your goals. You give away your energy. You open the door to opinions, doubts, and unnecessary distractions. The truth is, not everyone deserves to know what you're working on. Not because you're hiding, but because you're protecting what's still being built. Your goals are your responsibility, not something to put on display. Keeping your plans private allows you to focus without noise. It helps you stay locked in without waiting for others to understand what you're doing. You don't need approval to work on yourself. You don't need applause to keep going. You need discipline, consistency, and quiet confidence. That's where the real progress comes from. Talking about goals can feel productive, but it often replaces action. It creates a false sense of accomplishment. You say what you're going to do, and it feels like you've already done it. But nothing actually changes until you get to work. So keep your plans to yourself. Let people see the results, not the roadmap. It's easy to speak about change. It's hard to live it, and the ones who live it every day, without needing attention, they're the ones who actually build something that lasts. Working every single day isn't about perfection, it's about commitment. It's about showing up even when your mood doesn't match your mission. It's about doing the work when no one asks if you did it. That's how you separate yourself from the crowd. Most people get excited for a few days, then fall off. They lose momentum when it gets boring. They get discouraged when things move slowly. But those who win are the ones who keep going anyway, quietly, repeatedly, with full focus. Your plans are seeds, and like any seed, they need time, patience, and protection. You don't dig up a seed every day to show people it's growing. You water it. You give it sunlight. You nurture it. And you trust the process. That's how you treat your goals. Keep them close. Work on them privately. Give them your full attention. And trust that your efforts will bring results if you keep showing up, day after day, step by step. Even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. One of the biggest mistakes people make is seeking validation before results. They want someone to believe in their plan. They want encouragement. They want support. But not everyone will understand your vision. Not everyone will see your potential. And that's okay. You're not building your life for others to approve of it. You're building it because you believe it's possible. That belief needs to come from within you, not from the reaction of others. When you learn to depend on your own commitment, not external motivation, that's when things begin to shift. Working daily also builds momentum. Small actions done consistently create powerful change. You don't need to overhaul your life in a week. You just need to keep doing what you promised yourself you'd do. Even when no one's asking. Even when the results aren't obvious yet. Progress is quiet in the beginning. It doesn't always look impressive. It doesn't make headlines. But it compounds. Every small step matters. Every disciplined decision adds up. And over time, that daily effort turns into visible transformation. There will be moments when you'll want to share what you're doing. You'll feel the urge to tell someone how hard you're working, how focused you've been, how much you've changed. But resist that. Not because it's wrong to talk, but because your energy is better spent doing. Let your progress become undeniable. Let your results make the noise. When you show people what discipline looks like through action, they'll respect it more than any explanation. You won't need to convince anyone. They'll see it. They'll feel it. That kind of change can't be faked. There's also a piece that comes with private progress. You're not constantly comparing your journey to someone else's. You're not worried about what people think. You're not trying to impress anyone. You're focused. You're clear. You're working. That kind of mental space is rare, in a world full of distractions, and if you can protect that space, by keeping your plans quiet and your actions consistent, you'll go further than you ever thought possible. People may ask what you're up to. They may wonder why you're so focused, so unavailable, so different. You don't need to explain. Just keep working. Let them see the change when the results come. Keep your head down. Stay committed. The world doesn't need updates. You need results. And those only come when your work becomes more important than talking about it. You'll also learn who's really in your corner when you stop sharing everything. Some people are only around when you're sharing plans and asking for opinions. When you go quiet, some disappear. That's okay. You don't need a crowd. You need clarity. And silence brings clarity. It brings you closer to your purpose. It forces you to rely on yourself. That's where your strength grows, from self-trust, from discipline, from commitment to your own vision. Every day is a new opportunity to prove to yourself that you're serious. Not by shouting about your plans, but by sticking to them. The quiet work, the unnoticed efforts, the hours no one counts, those are the building blocks of success. They may not look like much to others, but you know what they mean. You know what it takes to wake up early when you're tired. You know what it costs to stay focused when distractions call. That internal discipline, that refusal to quit, that silent progress, it's what separates you from everyone who just talks. So stay in your lane, stay consistent, protect your plans, and keep moving forward. The world will catch up eventually. You don't need to speed it up by explaining everything. Let them find out later. Right now, the work is what matters. Not the attention, not the opinions, just the work. Every single day, no matter what. That's how you build a life that's real. That's how you make your goals come true. Quietly, strongly, without stopping. Chapter 5. Say less and do more with full focus. There's a certain kind of power that comes from staying quiet and doing the work. In a world full of noise where everyone feels the need to announce every move they make, the person who keeps their head down and gets things done stands out. Not because they demand attention, but because their results speak so clearly. The people who say less often accomplish more. They're not distracted by trying to impress anyone. They're not caught up in explaining what they're about to do. They don't waste time defending their path. They're too busy walking it. The truth is, most people talk to feel better about themselves. They speak about their goals, their plans, their visions, because saying it out loud gives them temporary relief. It gives them the feeling that they're moving forward. But talking and doing are not the same. One takes seconds, the other takes real time, energy, and effort. And it's that effort, done consistently, that separates people who grow from people who stay stuck. You don't move forward by explaining. You move forward by taking one clear step, then another, quietly, with purpose. Saying less isn't about being secretive. It's about being grounded. It's about understanding that you don't owe anyone an explanation for your growth. You don't need to convince people you're changing. You don't need to narrate your progress. You just need to stay locked in, fully focused, fully committed. The results will speak on your behalf. They always do. People may not notice in the beginning. That's fine. Let them overlook you. Let them think nothing's happening. In time, the way you show up will make it undeniable. To do more, you have to eliminate the things that drain your time and energy. The conversations that go nowhere. The arguments that lead to nothing. The opinions that only distract you. Most people are too busy reacting to things that don't matter. They're caught up in defending themselves, explaining themselves, responding to criticism. All of that energy could be spent doing, building, sharpening, improving, but instead, it's wasted. You have to choose where your energy goes. If you're always explaining, you're not evolving. If you're always talking, you're not executing. Full focus means being where you are with everything you've got. When you work, you work. When you rest, you rest. When you learn deeply. Multitasking, overthinking, switching between distractions, these habits destroy your ability to make real progress. To do more, you have to train your mind to be present. Not halfway in, not distracted, not split between five things. One thing, one action, one clear task, done with intention. That's how you get more done in less time. That's how you make your days count. The people who truly grow in life are the ones who stop looking for shortcuts. They stop talking about what they could do. They stop explaining what they should have done. They just do it. They build discipline. They build habits. They build routines that support their focus. They don't wait for perfect conditions. They don't wait to feel ready. They show up, no matter what. That level of consistency isn't common, but it's what produces uncommon results. When you say less, you leave more room for observation. You start paying attention to your own actions. You see where your time is going. You notice what helps you grow and what holds you back. That kind of awareness only comes when you slow down the talking and speed up the doing. It creates a mindset that's sharp, serious, and committed. You stop making excuses. You stop blaming others. You stop looking for reasons to delay. You accept full responsibility for your life and every choice you make. That's what full focus looks like. Not perfection, ownership. And here's the thing. No one is coming to hold you accountable every day. You have to be the one who checks yourself. You have to be the one who says, I'm not where I want to be yet, so I'll keep going. Not loudly. Not with an announcement. Quietly. Relentlessly. Without the need for approval. That's how you become someone who can be trusted. Someone who gets things done. Someone who follows through even when no one's watching. Saying less also helps you protect your peace. You're not tangled in drama. You're not feeding your ego. You're not constantly looking for reactions. You're focused on building, not proving. There's a certain calm that comes with that kind of mindset. You don't rise and fall based on what others think. You don't need recognition to stay committed. You have a deeper reason, a reason that keeps you grounded when the work gets hard, when the days feel long, when progress seems slow. You also start to notice that most of the noise around you is empty. People talk a lot, they make big plans, they say all the right things. But when it's time to act, very few follow through. That's where you can separate yourself. Don't compete with noise, compete with action. Don't get pulled into debates, get pulled into growth. Don't try to convince people you're serious. Show them, through consistency, through self-control, through quiet progress that compounds over time. Doing more requires you to understand your priorities. What matters now? What's essential? What needs to be done today? Not later. Not next week. Now. That mindset removes distractions. It builds clarity. It gives you direction. You stop drifting. You stop wasting time. And you start stacking meaningful work day after day. That's how confidence is built. Not from what you say, but from what you finish. Not from ideas, but from execution. The people who move forward are the ones who take the next step without needing permission. If you keep showing up and doing the work, something changes inside you. You stop needing quick results. You stop needing to be seen. You develop patience. You develop strength. You become stable. And that's when things start working for you. Not because you forced it, but because you became the kind of person who's ready for it. Consistency sharpens your character. Focus multiplies your efforts. And discipline protects your progress. These are things you earn, not by saying more, but by doing more. Every hour you spend working in silence becomes part of the foundation you're building. It's not wasted. It's not invisible. It's becoming who you are. And one day, when everything starts to come together, when the progress becomes clear, you'll know exactly how you got there. Not from talking about it. Not from explaining it. From staying focused. From staying committed. From doing what needed to be done, day in, day out, with no excuses, no noise, and no distractions. So remember this, you don't have to say much to be taken seriously. You don't have to explain yourself to be valid. You don't have to share every detail to prove you're growing. Just work. Just focus. Just improve. Quietly. Consistently. And everything you're aiming for will come as a result, not of your words, but of your relentless action.
Chapter 6. Learn something useful every day without showing off. Most people stop growing, not because they don't have access to knowledge, but because they've forgotten how valuable quiet learning can be. In a world where everything is shared, broadcasted, and compared, the idea of learning something for your own personal development, without announcing it, almost feels forgotten. But that's where the strength is. That's where real growth happens. You grow the most when you're doing it for yourself, not for recognition. When you wake up each day and decide to learn something useful, not to impress anyone, but to improve your thinking, your actions, your direction, then you begin to move differently through life. Learning every day isn't about reading 10 books a month or finishing a new course every week. It's about staying curious, being honest with what you don't know, and making the decision to sharpen yourself one lesson at a time. Real learning is quiet. It happens when you're listening more than speaking, when you're observing more than reacting, when you're absorbing lessons from everything around you, conversations, mistakes, books, experiences, without the need to post about it, talk about it, or show anyone. It becomes a private practice that strengthens your mind and shapes your character. You don't need to prove you're getting smarter. You don't need to let people know you've studied something new. Growth doesn't need to be loud, it just needs to be real. The smartest people in the room are often the ones who speak the least. Not because they have nothing to say, but because they're still learning, they're still asking questions, they're still paying attention. The goal isn't to look intelligent, it's to become wiser. That happens through humility, not performance. Every day brings you new opportunities to become better than you were yesterday, but it won't happen unless you're willing to make time for learning. Not scrolling, not skimming, not rushing. Actual learning, with intention, with focus, with respect for the process. You can learn from a short article if you read it deeply. You can learn from 5 minutes of audio if you're truly present. The value is not in how much you consume. The value is in how well you understand and apply what you've learned. When you start learning daily, quietly, you start building an inner library of useful thoughts and clear principles. You carry those insights into your decisions. You use them in your relationships. You rely on them in tough moments, and no one needs to know where it came from. No one needs to see your notes, your highlights, your search history. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it because you refuse to stay in the same mindset that's been holding you back. Most people think of learning as something formal, schools, degrees, certificates. But some of the most important things you'll ever learn come from being present in your life. From asking yourself honest questions, from watching how people treat each other, from noticing your own patterns, from picking up a book, not because it's trendy, but because it teaches you something you genuinely need. That kind of learning creates real growth. It's not superficial, it's not temporary. It becomes part of how you see the world and how you show up in it. You'll notice over time that quiet learners move differently. They don't need to dominate conversations, they don't jump in to correct everyone. They're not chasing the spotlight, they're building depth, and that depth makes them solid, dependable, thoughtful. People trust them, not because of how loud they are, but because of how much value they bring. And that value comes from steady, consistent learning, done without the need for validation. When you learn something new, keep it to yourself at first. Let it sink in. Test it. Use it. See how it fits into your life. You don't have to share it right away. Sometimes the best use of knowledge is not showing people you know it, but quietly applying it in a way that improves how you live. That kind of knowledge sticks. It doesn't fade because you weren't trying to memorize it for someone else. You were living it, and once something becomes part of your lifestyle, no one can take it from you. The discipline of learning daily is also a sign of self-respect. It shows that you take your mind seriously. It shows that you're not settling for the same thoughts and beliefs year after year. You're updating yourself. You're evolving, and you're doing it with full focus, without seeking credit. That's maturity. That's leadership. That's strength. You don't need applause to grow. You need time, effort, and a decision to keep showing up for your own development. Sometimes the most useful lessons come from small, unexpected sources. A short conversation. A single paragraph. A failure. A quiet moment of reflection. Don't underestimate these moments. They're easy to overlook, especially when you're chasing something loud and obvious. But real learners know that wisdom can be found anywhere if you're paying attention, and they stay open. They stay humble. They keep learning without turning it into a show. Learning without showing off also protects your energy. You're not worried about who's watching. You're not trying to impress anyone. That frees you up to be honest with yourself. To ask, where do I still need to grow? What don't I know? What can I get better at today? That mindset removes ego. And without ego, your learning becomes pure. It becomes real. You're not afraid to say, I don't know enough yet. You're not trying to skip steps. You're simply focused on becoming better in the quiet. The world doesn't need more people pretending to be smart. It needs more people who are willing to grow in silence, then serve with strength. That starts with you. One day at a time. One lesson at a time. No announcement needed, no spotlight required, just the steady, quiet practice of choosing to become better than you were yesterday. If you stay committed to learning without needing to be seen, you'll start noticing a change in your thoughts, your decisions, your confidence. You'll feel stronger. Not because of what you've shown others, but because of what you've built within yourself. And that kind of growth lasts. It's not shaken by criticism. It's not dependent on approval. It's grounded. It's solid. And it becomes part of who you are. So ask yourself each day, what did I learn today that made me better? And answer that question, not for anyone else, but for yourself. If you do that quietly, consistently, with full intention, you'll start to notice that your life begins to rise. Slowly, strongly, without noise, without pretending, just real, lasting, powerful growth that comes from learning something useful every day and keeping it to yourself.
Chapter 7. Upgrade your routine slowly and quietly over time. Most people try to change everything at once. They get excited, they get motivated, and they decide they're going to overhaul their entire life in one day. But then reality shows up. The energy fades, the pressure builds. And because the change was too fast, it doesn't last. Real growth doesn't work like that. Real improvement comes through slow, steady adjustments that you make over time. You build better habits one at a time, not in a rush. You change small things in your routine quietly, with care, with focus, and with patience. That's how you create something that lasts. Your routine is the structure of your life. If your routine is chaotic, your life will feel out of control. If your routine is intentional, your life becomes clear and focused. But routines don't upgrade themselves. You have to take charge of that. You have to look at how you spend your hours and ask yourself, is this helping me or hurting me? That kind of honesty is uncomfortable, but necessary. Change starts with awareness. You can't improve what you're not willing to face. And once you face it, you have to start making small upgrades, not dramatic ones, not loud ones, but ones that quietly shift your direction. You might begin by waking up a little earlier, not hours earlier, just 10 minutes. You use that time to think, to breathe, to prepare. Then maybe you replace one bad habit with something more useful. You drink water instead of reaching for something that drains you. You plan your day before the chaos begins. You reduce screen time at night. You stretch instead of scrolling. These changes feel small, almost invisible. But done consistently, they start changing everything. The key is not speed. It's consistency. You're not in a race. You're building a lifestyle. You're creating a structure that supports your goals, that sharpens your focus, that protects your peace. And no one needs to know about it. You don't have to tell the world what you're changing. You don't have to explain your shifts. Quiet upgrades are powerful because they're done for you, not for attention, not for validation. You're not improving your routine so someone claps for you. You're doing it because you've decided your life deserves better.
Some people think routines are boring. They want variety, spontaneity, freedom. But what they don't realize is that freedom without structure becomes chaos. When your time has no direction, your mind has no clarity. You get pulled in 100 directions, and nothing gets finished. But when you build routines, simple, effective ones, you gain control over your time. You know where your energy is going. You reduce waste. You make better choices, and those choices stack up. Slowly, silently, until you look back one day and realize how far you've come. Upgrading your routine also teaches you patience. You stop expecting instant results. You stop jumping from one thing to another. You learn to trust the process. You start to value small improvements. You realize that even a 1% change, when repeated, creates big differences, and that kind of mindset gives you an advantage. You're no longer chasing shortcuts. You're playing the long game. You're building something solid. There will be days when you feel like nothing is changing. You'll do the right things and still feel stuck. That's normal. Progress is not always visible, but the real work is still happening. Your mind is getting stronger. Your habits are becoming automatic. Your life is becoming more organized, even if it doesn't feel dramatic. That's why you have to stay with it. Don't quit because it's quiet. Don't stop because the results are slow. That's exactly how real change looks in the beginning, quiet and slow. You might notice that once you start improving your routine, your priorities shift. You stop spending time on things that don't matter. You let go of what doesn't serve you. You create space for what does. That's a sign you're moving forward. And it doesn't need to be flashy. It doesn't need to be announced. You're not upgrading your routine to prove anything. You're doing it to build a better day, a better week, a better life. That's all the reason you need. One of the strongest benefits of upgrading your routine over time is that it becomes sustainable. You're not burning out. You're not overwhelming yourself. You're creating habits that feel natural, that fit your life, that grow with you. And because the change is quiet, it's protected. You're not inviting opinions. You're not setting yourself up for external pressure. You're working with yourself, not against yourself. And that makes all the difference. You also learn more about your own patterns. What throws you off? What keeps you grounded? What times of day you feel strongest? What habits drain you? This self-awareness is what allows you to upgrade your routine intelligently. You're not copying someone else. You're designing something that works for you. And when it works for you, you keep doing it. That's the goal, to build something that fits your real life, not your ideal one. Most people quit because they try to do too much too fast. They change everything in 1 week, get overwhelmed, and go back to old habits. But if you move slowly, you can adjust without stress. You can experiment. You can make thoughtful decisions. You can keep what works and drop what doesn't. And all of this can happen without anyone else knowing. That's the beauty of quiet growth. It gives you space to try, to learn, to evolve without pressure, without performance. Your routine doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be better than it was yesterday. And it only needs to make sense to you. If waking up earlier helps, do that. If planning your day gives you peace, make it part of your morning. If putting your phone away at night helps you sleep better, keep doing it. These aren't big changes, but they build a better life. One action at a time. One choice at a time, in silence, in discipline, in truth. Over time, your routine becomes your identity. You stop having to force it. You wake up and just do what needs to be done. No motivation, no struggle. It becomes who you are. And people will notice. They'll see that you've become more focused, more calm, more consistent, but they won't know how it happened. That's the power of doing it quietly. You grow without noise. You evolve without making a scene, and you stay grounded through all of it. So start with something small. Choose one part of your day to improve. Do it without telling anyone. Do it because you're serious about your life. Then choose another area. Keep going. Make small upgrades every week. Track how you feel. Notice what improves. And give yourself time. This isn't about speed. It's about becoming solid, reliable, effective. Not in a burst of motivation, but in a lifetime of intention. Your life is built one habit at a time, one morning at a time, one focused hour at a time. If you keep upgrading your routine slowly and quietly, you'll look up one day and realize you've built a system that works, not just for a season, but for good. And the best part, you won't need to say anything about it. Your life will show the difference. Your results will speak louder than words ever could. That's how real change happens. Not through noise, but through quiet action, done with consistency and purpose.
Chapter 8. Protect your peace by avoiding useless conversations. There's a certain peace you can only experience when you stop involving yourself in conversations that serve no real purpose. The kind of peace that makes your mind clearer, your emotions calmer, and your time more valuable. Every day, people are pulled into arguments, gossip, pointless debates, and noise that doesn't improve their life. They waste their focus trying to prove something, correct someone, or defend themselves in situations that don't need a response. But the truth is, if you're serious about protecting your energy, you have to start being selective about who and what you give your attention to. You don't need to be part of every conversation. Just because someone says something doesn't mean you have to reply. Just because a topic comes up doesn't mean you have to join in. Silence is a decision, and many times it's the right one. When you learn to stay quiet in moments that don't need your voice, you save yourself from stress, conflict, and wasted energy. Most of the time, people aren't even listening to understand. They're listening to respond, to argue, to defend their point. Engaging in that doesn't help you grow. It only distracts you from what actually matters. Peace is not found in trying to win every discussion. Peace is found in knowing you don't have to respond to everything. When you stop explaining yourself to people who've already made up their mind, you begin to protect your mental space. When you walk away from conversations that are based on gossip or negativity, you free yourself from unnecessary tension. It's not about being rude or distant. It's about understanding the value of your time and thoughts. Not every situation deserves your reaction. Not every message needs a reply. Sometimes, no response is the best response. You also have to recognize that your mind becomes what you feed it. If you constantly surround yourself with pointless discussions, toxic debates, or energy-draining talk, you begin to absorb that mindset. You become less focused. You start thinking in circles. You get emotionally exhausted for no good reason. That's why it's important to protect your peace, like it's your responsibility, because it is. No one else can do it for you. No one else can filter your conversations. You have to do it. You have to decide what's worth your energy and what isn't. Start asking yourself a simple question before you speak or respond. Does this conversation make me better? If the answer is no, stay silent. Walk away if you need to. Shift your focus back to your work, your goals, your personal growth. It's not a weakness to ignore meaningless talk, it's wisdom. Most people are so addicted to being heard that they forget how powerful silence can be. When you talk less, you observe more.
You hear what others miss. You see what's really happening, and that awareness gives you control. Not every disagreement needs to be solved. Not every misunderstanding needs to be corrected. Sometimes the most powerful move is to move on. When your peace becomes a priority, your standards rise. You don't chase arguments. You don't get pulled into emotional traps. You stay centered. That doesn't mean you stop speaking up when something truly matters. It means you stop wasting yourself on what doesn't. That's a difference most people don't understand. They think silence is weakness. But real strength is knowing when to speak and when to stay quiet. The more you protect your peace, the clearer your mind becomes. You start thinking better. You focus deeper. You sleep better. You work more efficiently. You become more present. And it all starts with choosing not to engage in things that drain you. This includes conversations online, social media debates, comment wars, pointless opinions. None of that adds anything meaningful to your life. The time you spend there could be used to read, to create, to rest, to reflect. Don't trade your clarity for temporary emotional reactions. When you stop participating in useless conversations, something powerful happens. People begin to realize that you don't get pulled in easily. You become known as someone who values your time, someone who listens more than they talk, someone who doesn't get involved in every little issue. That reputation is built through consistent choices. It doesn't mean you're cold or disconnected. It means you're focused, and people start respecting that, even if they don't understand it right away. It also helps you build emotional discipline. You train yourself to pause before reacting. You teach yourself to observe before responding. You learn to be okay with not having the last word. That kind of self-control carries into every part of your life. It makes your communication stronger, your relationships smoother, your thinking clearer. Emotional discipline is not something you talk about, it's something you live. And one of the ways you build it is by avoiding conversations that trigger you without helping you. Peace is not found in the absence of problems. It's found in how you handle yourself when problems come. You can't always control what people say or do, but you can always control your involvement. You don't have to attend every argument you're invited to. You don't have to defend every decision you make. When you stay true to your values and ignore distractions, your life becomes quieter, more stable, and far more productive. You start to notice that you have more time, more energy, more focus, all because you stopped wasting it on conversations that never deserved it. That time can now be used to do things that matter, to build skills, to strengthen your body, to improve your mindset, to work on your vision. That's how peace helps you grow. It's not just about feeling calm. It's about making room for what actually helps you move forward. You'll notice a shift in your mood too. Less anxiety, less overthinking, less frustration, because you're no longer replaying arguments in your head. You're no longer carrying the weight of other people's opinions. You've made a decision to protect your mind, and that decision pays off every single day. It shows in how you speak, how you work, how you treat others. You become lighter, more grounded, more focused on your lane. This is not something you master in one day. It's a daily practice. Every day you'll be tempted to reply, to explain, to react. But every day you also have the power to pause, to think, to choose peace instead of noise. That's a strength worth developing. Because the more you build it, the more stable your life becomes. You don't need to defend your silence. You don't need to justify your boundaries. You're not being cold, you're being intentional, and intention leads to growth. When you stop giving your time to the unimportant, the important starts getting done, quietly, efficiently, with full clarity. That's the life you're working toward. One where peace isn't a luxury. It's a standard. One where your energy goes to your growth, not to drama. And that all begins when you stop wasting your words on things that don't build you. So protect your peace like your future depends on it. Because it does. Your clarity. Your growth. Your focus. Your success. They're all connected to how you manage your mental space, and nothing drains it faster than conversations that go nowhere. So choose silence when needed. Step away when necessary. And keep building a life that reflects strength, wisdom, and purpose, one calm, focused, intentional day at a time. Chapter 9. Handle your pain alone and turn it into strength. There are some battles in life that you have to face on your own. Not because nobody cares, but because no one else can carry it for you. Pain has a way of isolating you, and in that space you're forced to confront parts of yourself that you often avoid. The disappointment, the failure, the rejection, the loneliness. All of it feels heavier when you're sitting in silence with your thoughts. But if you don't run from it, if you sit with it and learn from it, something begins to shift. That pain you thought would break you becomes the very thing that starts to build you. Most people want to escape discomfort as fast as possible. They'll distract themselves. They'll vent to anyone who will listen. They'll blame others. They'll look for sympathy. But healing doesn't happen through noise. It happens when you start taking responsibility for your own peace, even when everything around you feels like it's falling apart. Handling your pain alone doesn't mean shutting everyone out. It means not depending on others to fix what you need to face yourself. It's about learning how to be there for yourself when no one else is available or able to understand. You start to grow the moment you stop asking, "Why me?" and start asking, "What now?" Pain becomes useful when you stop seeing it as punishment and start treating it as a lesson. When life hurts, it's usually trying to teach you something you weren't willing to learn any other way. Maybe you were too trusting. Maybe you were avoiding the truth. Maybe you were staying in a place too small for your potential. Pain forces honesty. It strips away the comfort, the illusions, and the excuses. What's left is real. And that's what you need to work with. The strongest people you'll ever meet are the ones who've suffered and kept going. Not because they had help, but because they chose not to give up on themselves. They didn't wait for someone to rescue them. They didn't expect the world to make it easier. They just got up, over and over again, quietly, without applause. That kind of strength is earned, not given. You earn it through every sleepless night where you still got up in the morning. Every breakdown that you walked through without anyone knowing. Every moment you stayed patient when everything inside you wanted to quit. You don't have to explain your pain to anyone. You don't have to convince people that what you're going through is difficult. You don't need to post about your struggles or seek sympathy from strangers. That energy is better used building something inside of you. You can't always control what happens, but you can always control your response. That's where your power lives, in your ability to feel pain without letting it define you. You're allowed to cry. You're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to feel lost. But after that, you need to ask yourself what you're going to do with it. Will you carry it forever, or will you use it to become someone better? Pain is heavy, but it can be turned into something useful. It can make you more focused, more serious about your life, more disciplined. When you hurt and still keep your promises to yourself, you build a kind of confidence that no one can take from you. There's something sacred about choosing to heal in silence. You're not performing. You're not proving anything. You're just doing the work. The internal work. The slow, steady rebuilding that takes place behind the scenes. That's where real change happens. When you start transforming your pain into discipline, your sadness into structure, your disappointment into fuel. You don't run from it. You rise with it. You don't pretend it didn't hurt. You use it to become stronger. There are lessons in pain that can't be learned anywhere else. Lessons about who you are, about what matters, about how much you've been tolerating. Pain shows you where you've been weak and where you need to become stronger. It reveals your blind spots. It demands clarity. And if you choose to listen instead of numb it, you'll walk away with insight that can't be taught in books or courses. You'll learn to trust yourself, to depend on yourself, to value your peace more than other people's approval. You'll also become more resilient. Things that used to break you no longer shake you the same way. You've been through worse. You've felt deeper pain. You've seen how low it can get, and still stood up. That kind of resilience makes you dangerous, in the best way. Not because you're heartless, but because you're unshaken. Not because you don't feel, but because you've learned how to feel and still move forward. Pain also teaches patience. You begin to understand that healing takes time. Growth takes time. Progress takes time. You stop expecting overnight results. You stop rushing your journey. You learn how to sit with discomfort, how to breathe through chaos, how to stay still when everything around you is pushing you to panic. That's a level of maturity most never reach, because they don't want to do the quiet work. They want the quick fix. But there's no shortcut to strength. It's built, moment by moment, choice by choice. When you handle your pain alone, you also start to notice your own habits. You see how you react under pressure, how you cope when things fall apart. You get to know yourself at a deeper level. And from that self-awareness, you can begin to change. Not out of shame, but out of understanding. You begin to clean up the patterns that keep you stuck. You learn to show up for yourself in ways you never have before. You develop emotional discipline. You stop expecting others to make you feel whole. And in that shift you become powerful. Some people will never understand what it took for you to keep going. That's okay. It's not for them to understand. You're not living your life for people's understanding. You're living to become someone you're proud of. Someone who can look in the mirror and say, I kept going when I had every reason to stop. That truth is enough. That truth gives you peace. Don't let pain make you bitter. Let it make you clear. Don't let it harden your heart. Let it sharpen your vision. Let it remind you of what you need to change, what you need to let go of, what you need to fight for. Every time you choose to stand in the middle of your pain and face it instead of escaping it, you gain something. You gain strength. You gain wisdom. You gain respect for yourself. The person who can sit with their pain without falling apart is the person who can handle life. Because life won't always be easy. Things will happen that you don't expect. People will leave. Plans will fall through. You'll get hurt. But if you've trained yourself to handle those moments quietly and grow from them, nothing will stop you. You'll be ready. Not just for success, but for the challenges that come with it. So hold the pain, feel it, learn from it, and then build something with it. Build stronger habits. Build a clearer mind. Build a more stable routine. Build a deeper sense of self-respect. That's how you turn pain into power. Not through noise but through discipline. Through choices. Through consistent action. Alone if you have to. Quietly. Without needing anyone to notice. Just you, your strength, and the life you're rebuilding from the inside out. Chapter 10. Stay consistent in silence and watch everything change. Change doesn't come from making noise. It comes from doing the same right thing again and again, even when no one sees it. Most people give up too soon because they want quick results. They want to be noticed. They want someone to recognize their effort. But the truth is, consistency is not about being seen. It's about doing what matters, whether it gets attention or not. When you stay consistent in silence, you give yourself the time and space to improve without distraction. You stop chasing recognition and start building real results. There is a difference between short bursts of motivation and long-term transformation. Motivation fades. Excitement wears off. But when you're consistent, you don't rely on those feelings. You build habits that work even when your mood doesn't. You wake up and do what you committed to do. You don't negotiate with yourself. You don't wait to feel ready. You just keep moving forward. Quietly, steadily. And that's how everything starts to change. Most people underestimate the power of simple, repeated actions. They think they need big moves to create change. But it's not the big moves that change your life. It's the daily effort. It's the way you show up when you're tired. It's the way you stay focused when there's no reward. It's the small wins that no one sees. That's where real transformation happens. In silence. In discipline. In repetition. Consistency is a test. It reveals your priorities. It shows whether you're truly serious about your goals or just excited by the idea of them. It's easy to do something once or twice. But can you do it every day for a month? For 6 months? For a year? Without skipping, without quitting, without needing applause. That's where your strength is built. Not in moments of hype, but in moments of quiet effort. When you stay consistent without broadcasting your progress, you start to notice the shift within yourself. You become more patient. You become more focused. You start trusting your process. You stop needing quick results because you know you're building something real. That inner trust grows stronger every time you follow through without excuses. You keep your promises to yourself. And that changes how you carry yourself. You walk differently. You think more clearly. You gain a kind of confidence that's rooted in effort, not ego. You also learn how to be still in the middle of discomfort. Change is not always exciting. Sometimes it feels boring. Sometimes it feels slow. But when you're consistent, you push through that discomfort. You train yourself to be disciplined instead of distracted. You stop reacting to every emotion. You stay with your habits, your plan, your routine. And that kind of discipline shows up in every area of your life. Staying consistent in silence also gives you clarity. When you're not trying to impress anyone, you can focus on what actually works. You stop copying others. You stop comparing your journey to theirs. You focus on your lane, your timing, your growth. That level of clarity allows you to adjust without pressure. You make smarter choices. You listen to yourself. You build a lifestyle that fits your values, not someone else's expectations. Over time, consistency rewires your mind. It teaches you how to stay grounded. How to focus under pressure. How to keep going when things get uncomfortable. It makes you stronger, not by forcing you to be perfect, but by helping you stay committed. You don't have to be the fastest. You just have to keep showing up. The one who stays consistent will always go further than the one who starts strong and quits early. You also learn how to protect your time. When you're consistent, your time becomes valuable. You stop wasting hours on things that don't matter. You build structure. You create routines that help you stay focused. And that structure supports your goals. It keeps you aligned. It keeps you moving forward. You no longer live in chaos. You live with intention, and that intention becomes your edge. The changes don't always show up immediately. Sometimes it takes weeks, sometimes months, but that doesn't mean it's not working. You have to believe in the process even when the results are quiet. You have to trust that every day you show up is another brick in the foundation. It may look the same from the outside, but inside everything is shifting. Your habits are improving. Your mindset is evolving. Your standards are rising. And that silent growth eventually becomes visible. There's something powerful about becoming the kind of person who finishes what they start. Who doesn't talk about it. They just live it. Who doesn't chase validation. They chase progress. That kind of person doesn't need to be loud. They just need to be consistent. Day after day, without needing reminders, without waiting for the perfect moment, they build strength through action, through repetition, through doing what most people won't stick with. Staying consistent in silence also protects your energy. You're not exhausted from explaining yourself. You're not drained by trying to prove your worth. You're simply focused on your work. That peace allows you to grow without pressure, without noise, without distractions. You start to enjoy the process more. You appreciate the small steps. You take pride in the effort, not just the outcome. That shift in mindset makes the journey sustainable. You're not chasing highs. You're building a foundation. You begin to value simplicity. You realize you don't need more. More plans, more motivation, more talk. You just need to do the right things. Consistently, without stopping. You simplify your day. You focus on what matters. You strip away the unnecessary. And that simplicity gives you power. It sharpens your focus. It reduces friction. It keeps you moving forward. Eventually, everything starts to change. Your results show up. Your energy shifts. Your habits align with your goals. And people begin to notice. They'll ask how you did it. They'll wonder where the change came from. But they didn't see the days you worked in silence. The days you stayed focused without recognition. The times you kept going when you could have quit. That's what made the difference. Not talent, not luck, not noise, just quiet, relentless consistency. So keep showing up. Keep doing the work. Keep sticking to the process. Even when it's hard. Even when it's unnoticed. Even when it's slow. Because that's how everything changes. Not all at once, but piece by piece. Quietly. Steadily. Powerfully. And one day, the life you've been working for becomes the life you're living, built by actions, not words. Built by consistency, not noise. Built by your silent decision to keep going, no matter what.